Welcome into Gimme 5 for February 1st, 2012. This is Patricia Babcock McGraw, and Gimme 5 is a women's basketball audio segment for BTN.com. Throughout the season, I will spend 5 minutes, give or take, with some of the most interesting and dynamic players in the Big Ten Conference. It is my pleasure to welcome in today's guest, Minnesota freshman guard Rachel Banham. Rachel, the rookie, certainly hasn't been playing like one this season, although she has been racking up the Big Ten Freshman of the Week awards. On Monday, Rachel was named the Big Ten's Freshman of the Week for the 5th time this season. Only 2 people in league history have won it more. Last week, Rachel led Minnesota to a win over Wisconsin and a huge upset victory over 9th-ranked Ohio State by shooting the lights out. Over those 2 games, she averaged 19.5 points and hit a whopping 86% of her 3-pointers. It's been that kind of season for Rachel, who has been making a strong case for Big Ten Freshman of the Year since her first day on the job. She leads Minnesota in scoring at nearly 16 points per game, is hitting 48% of her 3-pointers, and ranks 2nd on the team in both rebounding and assists. Rachel, how are you?
I'm good.
Good. Thank you so much for joining me today.
No problem.
Okay, so in your wildest dreams, did you ever figure that you'd have this kind of immediate and significant impact at the college level?
No, I mean, I knew I'd be thrown into it and I had to just do what I could for the team, but I didn't know I'd be this successful. But, I mean, it's great.
Yeah, absolutely. Especially for a freshman to come in and do what you've done. I mean, it's got to be a dream.
Yeah, it really is. It's really fun, too.
Yeah. Okay, so Minnesota has kind of had an up-and-down season. How much did you guys savor that win over Ohio State, and can that be a catalyst for the last month of the regular season?
I think it's great. I mean, we didn't play super well against them, but it shows so much of our potential through that game. I think for this next month or so, that'll help show and give us more confidence and see like where we could be and what we need to do for the rest of the month.
Right. And just goes to show you how much parity there is in the Big Ten Conference. Every night is such a battle in this league, isn't it?
Yeah, it really is. Every team, any team can beat anybody, no matter what you're ranked or what your record is.
Absolutely. Okay, so now would you say that the Ohio State game, for you personally, was that your best game of the season, or was there another game in which you performed even better?
I don't think it was my best. I think in a couple other games I've done a little better. I think for Ohio State, I scored a good amount of points, but I think for other games, I had more all-around better games,
okay.
Or did more things in other games, so yeah.
You're talking about, I'm sure, assist, handling the ball, decision-making, that kind of thing. Okay. Okay, now Rachel, maybe we shouldn't be all that surprised that you have caught on so quickly at Minnesota. You were very highly touted coming out of Lakeville North High School in Minnesota. You were a Parade All-American, Minnesota's Gatorade Player of the Year, and the state's Miss Basketball as well. Now, given your credentials, were there parts of the transition from high school to college ball that weren't too difficult? And on the flip side, have you had any difficulties adjusting to the college game? So what have been the easy parts of the transition and the tough parts?
I think some of it's been easy for me because I've been kind of used to it, and like throughout AU, it's been kind of like college basketball in a way. It's been pretty fast. And so I just think like I can learn pretty fast, so getting into it and being able to go with the speed and everything, I think I handled really well. Mm-hmm. But with like the hard side of it all, like the strength and how big and tough everyone is, that was something that I really had to adjust to and get better at and like become more mentally tough and physically tough. So that was always the hardest for me.
Yeah, those are probably the biggest transitions, the speed. And if you're a fast guard like you are, and that kind of came a little bit more easily. But, yeah, the strength.
Yeah.
I mean, the strength of the college players at this level, I mean, you really got to put the work in the weight room, don't you?
Definitely. I mean, you got to be big, strong, yeah.
Even as a guard. You think about big players when you think about strength, but the guards have to be just as strong as well.
They really do, yeah.
Yeah. Okay, So when you're a freshman leading the team in scoring as you are, getting all kinds of awards and attention, how do you stay grounded? And do you ever feel a bit overwhelmed? Because I'm sure there's some pressure with the load that is now on your shoulders. And let's face it, you're still a very young player.
Mm-hmm. There's definitely a lot of pressure. I try not to really think about it, or I use that as motivation to continue to get better. And truly for me, I'm like one of my hardest critics.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, I could be getting awards, people be saying I'm so good, but in my mind, I could be thinking like, oh, I did this wrong. Like, I'm always critiquing myself and my coaches as well. So I think that always makes me want to get better, and I never am settling for, oh, yeah, I got freshman of the week. So I never really think about that too much. I always continue to try to get better.
So Rachel Banham keeps Rachel Banham grounded.
Yes, I think so.
You keep yourself grounded. Okay. You don't let yourself get too high on yourself, no matter how many awards you're winning.
Yep.
Okay. So what would you say is the best part of your game, and what kind of things have you done over the years to perfect it?
I think being able to do more than just pass or just shoot. I like to be more versatile and be able to rebound, look for my teammates, create for them, and also to be able to create for myself. So more like well-rounded than just like maybe just a typical point guard,
mm-hmm.
I'd say. And I think just over the years, I mean, practicing all these different things, not just worrying about making great passes and just that. Like, I continue to work on my shot, and I'm continuing to, I mean, get strong so I can rebound and all those different things. So just continue to practice all those all the time.
How long have you been playing basketball? Has it always been a dream for you to play at this level?
Yeah, it has. I started in kindergarten.
Aw. Cute. How did you get involved? Who got you involved?
Well, me and my brothers would always play together, and when we were younger, I mean, my parents would just give us some basketballs. We'd dribble all around in the house, and so they just kind of signed us up for camps and got us into little teams that you could play with, and it just kind of started from there.
Okay. So, Rachel, speaking of your brothers, maybe part of the reason you've been able to settle in so seamlessly at Minnesota is that you've probably felt at home on a personal level, literally. Your brother Cole is a running back for the Minnesota football team, which I think is so cool. Do you like being at the same school as your brother, and has that helped in your transition?
Yeah, I mean, I think it's nice that he's here, so I can feel closer to home. I mean, I am really close to home anyways, but knowing that he's here, I think it's really cool, and also that he plays a sport, we can, like, relate really well.
Mm-hmm.
And, yeah, I mean, it's really nice that he's here. It makes me more comfortable, and it's easy to adjust.
Did it factor into your decision that Cole was already at Minnesota, that you wanted to come too, or was it a completely separate decision on your part?
It was separate. But, I mean, I knew for a while that I wanted to come here, but I knew he always want to come here and play football as well, but it was definitely a separate decision.
Okay. Well, describe Cole as a football player. What kind of a player is he? And then also, did you guys do a lot of sporty things together growing up? Were you competitive, you know, playing pickup games in the driveway, that kind of thing?
Yeah, Cole's really strong, and he's, like, the fastest person I know. Don't tell him that, because I always tell him I'm faster, but no, he's so fast, and he's really smooth, and he's quick, and even though, like, he seems kind of small, he's, like, the same height as me, and he doesn't look really big, but he's super strong, and he's fast, and when we were younger, we played football together. I go to his practices, and we did football camp. We played basketball all the time, on the driveway. We were so competitive. Everything we did, no matter what it was, we were always competing against each other, and we always thought that one was better than the other.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned playing football with Cole. Were you one of these girls who really wanted to try football?
I really did. I mean, I went to all... My dad really didn't want me playing football because he was always really protective over me. And so then I'd always go to my brother's practices, and I'd just practice with them. And then I did a football camp with them as well. And I was really, really into it, and I wished I could have played, but my dad wasn't really down for it, but it was fun.
That's cool. And most girls, when they do play football, end up being the kicker, but were you playing another position?
Yeah, I was playing wide receiver or running back.
Nice. Yep. Very good. Well, now we know where you get some of your toughness from.
Yeah.
All right, now sticking with the family theme, your parents are both police officers, and your grandfather was a cop for 30 years. What's it like growing up in a family of police officers? I would imagine there wasn't much room for misbehaving, right?
Right. I mean, it's definitely different than other people's households. My parents were both super strict, and whatever they said, you had to do. I mean, there wasn't any talking back or going against the rules. You kind of had to just go with what they said, and I mean, I always did. I think I was a pretty good kid.
Yeah.
But it was definitely really strict. But I think it worked out for the best.
Now, I'm sure it's very cool, and you're proud of your parents, but were there often times when you would be worried for your parents? Because, let's face it, it's a dangerous job.
Yeah, definitely. When I was younger, it was really hard to deal with because my mom used to work nights and my dad did for a while as well. And I know they work in a really bad area. And I remember just going to sleep at night and I didn't know like if they're okay. And I was always super worried. But once I like got older, I kind of realized that it was going to be okay. And they're just doing their job. And I knew they're really good at it. So it made it easier knowing that they're doing a good job.
Yeah. Now, despite the risk factors, Rachel, you are going to keep with the family tradition. You want to be a cop someday, right?
Yes, I do.
Yeah, okay. Well, what is it about that profession that you really like?
I just think being able to make a difference in the world is something that I would love to do. And the fact that every day is something different, everything changes. I mean, you never know what you're going to expect when you go into work every day, which I love. I don't want to sit at a desk and do the same thing for the next 30 years of my life. That's too boring, and I have way too much energy to do that. So I think being a cop would be really exciting and also make a difference for not just me, but everyone else.
Well, you're going to be able to chase down a lot of bad guys. You're so fast.
Yeah, that would be nice. Like, and some guys can even get away, but nope.
Exactly. You'll chase them down. All right. Well, as is tradition here, I always like to ask my guests to tell me something interesting about themselves that doesn't necessarily have anything to do with basketball. Is there something that you like to do away from the game? Do you have an interesting hobby? Maybe there's some interesting fact about you that people don't know that they'd be surprised to learn about you.
I think whenever I'm away from basketball and just kind of hanging out, I'm always singing. I always have a song in my head, and I'm always singing. Like, it's just something I like to do. And, I mean, all my teammates know this because they hear me half the time when I'm in a locker room or on the bus. I'm always singing.
Yeah.
I think that's some things that people probably don't know.
Okay. Well, you know, now, every now and then you see athletes singing the national anthem before a game. Would you ever do that?
I thought about it. I was going to in high school, but I got too nervous. So maybe if I get over the nervous part, I can, because I don't want to be up there and be awkward and, like, shaky. So if I get over the nervous part, I would definitely do it.
Well, that's impressive. That is such a tough song. So you must have a very nice voice.
Yeah, I don't know.
See, there you go. Rachel Banham, keeping Rachel Banham grounded. All right, very good. Well, that does it for this edition of Gimme 5. Rachel, thank you so much for your time. It was so much fun getting to know you a little bit better.
You're welcome.
Yeah, well, good luck with the rest of the season. Good luck to the Minnesota Golden Gophers as well. Join us again next time for another great conversation with one of the Big Ten's best. This is Patricia Babcock-McGraw for BTN.com.